This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's not a question of who gets an A for delivery or who gets a B for the way the rhetoric is written out or which speech gains the most ratings. What matters is the way that a big speech, actually a big pair of speeches, because you've got to include Tim Scott, who made such a positive impression last night. It's the way that these speeches set up the upcoming political battles. That's where they make a gigantic difference. You may know that back in 1996, Bill Clinton, in a much discussed State of the Union address, announced the era of big government is over. Well, last night the theme was the era of big government is back, and not just big government, but bigger than ever before. The amazing thing about that speech last night was that there was even some talk about how to pay for it, and the how to pay for it was all based upon, well, we're going to go after people who are filthy rich, disgustingly rich, who are stuffed with money, who have benefited during the pandemic, who are doing so well. And the president has continually announced, hey, we're not going to be billing anybody who earns less than $400,000. Okay. One of the things that they clarified, and the White House press office clarified it this morning, and this is Axios, and good on them, it makes a very, very big difference if you're talking about $400,000 for two people who file jointly, and they are. So, in other words, what they are saying is that if you or a spouse have a combined income, over $400,000. In other words, if you have two people and each of whom earns $200,000, yes, that's a successful couple. But that couple is already paying 37% in taxes now, and they want to raise that to 39.6% with all kinds of other tax penalties and local taxes and state taxes. And they want to raise capital gains taxes all the way to 43.4%. And by the way, there's some real question that even with all of those raised taxes that the president was talking about last night, that it actually be able to pay for this. And this is one of those things where I think it really does touch a visceral Republican chord and tends to unite Republicans and conservatives. Which is that idea of spending anything you want and not worrying about the consequences. By the way, don't you know people like that who get themselves into debt and into trouble by just not recognizing that someday or another you got to pay the bill? There have been people like that in my life. And that is what you're dealing with last night. Mitt Romney was there. He was one of the Republicans who actually showed up. The Republicans, who really do represent almost exactly half of the Congress of the United States, because it's so close in the House and it's actually a tie in the Senate, were underrepresented last night. Why? Because they normally seat 1,600 people for an occasion like this. The physician on Capitol Hill said they had to be socially distanced and it wouldn't be safe. And instead of 1,600, there were only 200. So it was a different kind of event. And that was one of the reasons they didn't have any of those storytelling people they wanted to honor. You may remember President Trump got a terrific response when he gave the Medal of Freedom during a State of the Union in a speech to the late Rush Limbaugh. And his wife Catherine was there to hang the Medal of Freedom on Rush, and it was a touching moment in what I think was probably a speech that was very close to the high point of the Trump administration. It was a good speech with lots of good stories from all over the map and every ethnic perspective. Biden couldn't do that last night because of the COVID situation. There's lots of virtue signaling. There are lots of people wearing masks. I know that there was a comment in American Spectator that, like all thieves, the Democrats were mostly wearing masks. Well, Mitt Romney was too. And the camera caught him a couple of times, catching a few Z's during the drier aspects of the speech. He also applauded for President Biden, particularly when President Biden talked about foreign policy and working with our allies and standing up for American values, and said things that, frankly, a conservative president might actually say. Now let's see if he follows through on them. But Mitt Romney also said this this morning about Joe Biden's spending plans. Listen.
You know what's hard to do? It's hard to live within your budget and do good things within your budget. What's easy is just to spend money like there's no tomorrow. And unfortunately, the president has lots of things he'd like to do, but he's spending like crazy. He's proposed in his first 100 days $6 trillion of new spending. That's a modern record. And put that in context, $6 trillion is about four times our total federal budget. It's an amazing amount of money, and it has the potential of jeopardizing our kids' future and socking us with decades of interest costs. So look, we need to get down to the kinds of policies that unite the country. He says he wants unity. Fantastic. But you're not going to unify America if you're only appealing to the liberal wing of his own party. So let's get back to the job of governing. I hope he'll do that. And we Republicans are ready to work with him.
Okay, that's a great response, building on what Tim Scott said. He had a standard phrase, which he used again and again. He said, let's find common ground with common sense. And that's exactly right. And that what is desperately needed. The idea that we are now going to go to the government in every aspect of life, there is a terrific Wall Street Journal editorial that I think takes this apart extremely well under the appropriate heading, Cradle to Grave Government. And they say in the Wall Street Journal, the progressive hits keep coming from the Biden administration. And the latest is the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, introduced in broad strokes Wednesday night, last night. It's more accurate to call this the plan to make the middle class dependent on government from cradle to grave. The government will tell you sometime later, after you've become hooked to the state, how it will force you to pay for it all. $6 trillion of new spending in 100 days. That doesn't include, writes the Journal, the regular federal budget of deficit of more than $4 trillion a year. No worries, mate. That's a total of $10 trillion. The Federal Reserve will monetize the debt. Yeah, but it's still debt. The cost, while staggering, isn't the only or even the biggest problem. The destructive part is the way the plan seeks to insinuate government cash and the rules that go with it into all of the major decisions of family life. The goal is to expand the entitlement state to make Americans rely on government and the political class for everything they don't already provide. If this is exactly right. And it is why this is such a core issue for conservatism. In other words, and it's also one of the reasons for one of the voting divisions in America that is most notable if you actually look at the exit polls. Which division am I talking about? Well, we'll get to that. We'll also get to a CEO who gets fired for insulting a teen's prom dress. We'll get to that and much more on the Medved Show. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And one of the aspects of the Biden address last night and all of the attention that it has received, and of course it's going to receive attention, is that, frankly, not that many people watched it. The ratings were not great. In fact, the ratings were decidedly down. Reuters which is not any kind of aspect of the conservative media. If anything, Reuters tilts a little bit on the liberal side, more than a little bit usually. They point out President Joe Biden's address to Congress Wednesday night attracted an estimated 11.6 million viewers on the main U.S. broadcast television networks, according to preliminary Nielsen ratings data cited by Deadline Hollywood. Now, those early numbers don't include people who watched on all the cable news networks or who streamed the address, but they indicate a big fall in the TV audience compared to President Donald Trump's first address to a joint session of Congress in 2017, which attracted a final tally of 48 million TV viewers. Now, wait a minute. This is not a close race here. This does not demand a recount. President Trump got 48 million viewers. Okay, two things to keep in mind about that. It's not an indication that President Biden is only one-fourth as popular as President Trump was when he delivered his address. It's also a reflection of a very different experience and a very different point in the administration. Joe Biden delivered his address yesterday on April 28th. President Trump delivered his address on February 28th. It was just 1 month after he had come to power. He'd only been president for 30 days, and this was his first big speech as president other than the inaugural address. And there was a great deal of curiosity. And by the way, for those who don't remember, I very much do, the president's inaugural address was kind of reassuring to a lot of people who were very worried about the president, as why he could do that. He could give an address, and he also, in his speech, he said, as virtually all presidents do, and as Biden did last night, that I want to work with the other side, I want to work together, I want to be hopeful about it. The point is that Biden delayed, and he clearly delayed about giving his first big speech because he wanted it to be this Joe Biden, the Joe Biden who is trying to channel his inner Franklin Roosevelt. There are all kinds of reasons why he can't be successful in that. When he had actually run to be the second coming of Warren Harding. Now, how do I say that? Warren Harding was a Republican president. He was a very strong conservative. He had very little political experience when he ran for president. He had been a small-town newspaper publisher in Ohio. But the point is that Warren Harding ran as the back-to-normal candidate. In fact, the slogan that they used in their campaign was back to normalcy. And that was basically what Biden was promising. This, what we're seeing right now, is not normal. The kibitzing back and forth, the fact that Republicans are attacking Democrats, the Democrats want to spend more and tax more and get us deeper into debt, that's kind of normal for Democrats, but it's not generally normal for the country. And certainly the levels of spending, the levels of increase here, are way abnormal. And there's a piece in National Review and by the editors, so I assume it was written by Rich Lowry, that says, hey, there are two huge differences between FDR and the New Deal and Joe Biden and whatever kind of deal is being worked out here. The two huge differences are, first of all, that was taking place truly in the midst of an economic collapse. There were 1,000 banks that closed in 1 week. Closed! And this is before the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation existed to protect people's accounts. So if the bank closed that had your savings account in it, you were S-word out of luck. You were basically messed up very badly. Every American family was suffering. It was a disastrous situation. It is virtually impossible to exaggerate the horrors of the Depression. Think about it. You had more than a third of American households that had no source of income. And they hadn't set up any kind of big safety net or welfare program yet. And of course, Franklin Roosevelt was in a position to go ahead and take his mandate from the American people and ride it wherever he wanted to take it. He had just come through an election where the Democrats in the election of 1932 gained 12 seats in the Senate. How many seats in the Senate did the Democrats gain this time? Two. That's different. And in fact, they were expected to gain many more, and if they hadn't won those last two runoffs in Georgia, they wouldn't have captured a tie in the U.S. Senate. It's tied. There's no Democratic majority. The Democrats had won over 100 congressional seats. The Democrats lost congressional seats this time. They lost, I think the final count is 13. So there's no mandate. There's no national crisis. So trying to say that you are Franklin Roosevelt is a bit off the mark. And yet Joe Biden is trying to talk as if we are. He says this about our adversaries and the rage and the division in America that he said he had been elected to cure. This is from Biden's speech last night, 14A.
As we gather here tonight, the image of a violent mob assaulting this Capitol, desecrating our democracy, remain vivid in all our minds. Lives were put at risk, many of your lives. Lives were lost. Extraordinary courage was summoned. The insurrection was an existential crisis, a test of whether our democracy could survive, and it did. But the struggle is far from over. The question of whether our democracy will long endure is both ancient and urgent. As old as our republic, still vital today. Can our democracy deliver on its promise that all of us, created equal in the image of God, had a chance to lead lives of dignity, respect, and possibility? Can our democracy deliver to the most pressing needs of our people? Can our democracy overcome the lies, anger, hate, and fears that have pulled us apart? America's adversaries, the autocrats of the world, are betting we can't. And I promise you, they're betting we can't. They believe we're too full of anger and division and rage. They look at the images of the mob that assaulted the Capitol as proof that the sun is setting on American democracy. But they're wrong.
Okay, good that he says that they're wrong, and he's right, of course, but there's something he forgot to mention there in his summary of where America was. And how really do you bring America together on this set of issues? We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump says he's 100% considering running again in 2024 with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Trump telling Fox Business that DeSantis is a good friend of mine and a great guy. Twitter is blocking a racial slur that trended describing Republican Tim Scott. The slur gained traction after the South Carolina senator gave his GOP rebuttal to President Biden's congressional address last night. The slur was up for a number of hours, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio is calling out Twitter for their double standard.
But the problem here is not that Twitter doesn't take it down. The problem here is that they take it down when it's against Democrats or the left, but they don't do it or are slower to do it when it's against the conservative or the right. That's the problem, and that's the hypocrisy here.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved show, again, Reuters brings up that with the audience for the speech last night, maybe it's appropriate that the empty chamber showed, basically was reflected with a lot of people who weren't watching. 11.6 million with overnight ratings on the three big networks. They point out that Obama it had an initial 33.4 million who were watching across networks when he spoke in 2009. He averaged for his State of the Union speeches 52.4 million viewers. Bush peaked in early 2003 on the eve of the Iraq War. He had 62 million viewers. That's when he talked, I believe, about Naxos of Evil. And it's like Obama, Bill Clinton peaked with his joint session, pulling 67 million in 1993, an audience that has never came close to duplicating when he was embroiled in scandal. Okay, now, all of that is interesting and it's fascinating, and if there isn't some kind of huge increase in the reported numbers for Joe Biden, it really says something about where the country is. Because right now, Washington is closely divided. Joe Biden's approval ratings are significantly higher than Trump's. The average for Real Clear Politics, Biden has an average for Real Clear Politics of 53%. For Gallup, he was at 56%, which both 12 points 11 points higher than Trump was at this time. But Trump was planning to run for re-election and did. Biden has a different kind of presidency. He has to put all of his focus, it seems to me right now, if he's going to have a successful presidency, on actually keeping control of Congress in 2022, and I don't think it's going to go well for the Democrats. Why? Because if this election is really some kind of referendum on more spending, higher taxes, and more debt, then I don't think that is going to work for the Democratic side. It never has. What has worked for them have been people have been talking about moderate directions. I mean, we're talking about Biden trying to run as Warren Harding, but trying to govern as Franklin Roosevelt. Well, there's a big temperamental difference there, too. And the one thing about Franklin Roosevelt is he'd never had to compromise. But that is something that Joe Biden has been reluctant to do so far as president, though we talked about it in the campaign. But when you actually look at the way these votes line up, he's going to have to do that. And one thing that I think was striking with all of this counterattack on Tim Scott after his outstanding speech last night, do you remember the reparations section of Biden's speech last night? Powerful, wasn't it? When he spoke about the moral need for reparations and the reparations bill that's moving, making its way through the House and is going to die in the Senate and is probably going to go nowhere. Well, guess what? He didn't mention it. Because that particular proposal is not popular. It has a reported 18% support in the white community, has not even overwhelming support in the black community. It's very unpopular among Latinos. And that is an issue where, frankly, if that becomes part of what people are voting on in 2022, it could be a very Republican election. Also on this, Biden last night in his speech, the president spoke and he got in that earnest tone of his where I think he really does believe this. 14B, he talked about the famous opening of the Constitution of the United States and put his own spin on what it actually means. Listen.
Our Constitution opens with the words, as trite as it sounds, we the people. Well, it's time to remember that we the people are the government, you and I, not some force in a distant capital, not some powerful force that we have no control over. It's us. It's we the people. In another era, when our democracy was tested, Franklin Roosevelt reminded us, in America, we do our part. We all do our part. That's all I'm asking. That we do our part, all of us. But if we do that, we will meet the center challenge of the age by proving that democracy is durable and strong.
And when he says do our part, this related to one of the boilerplate sections of his speech, which is we need to get millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share. Ted Cruz, who was also there, also could be seen sleeping through some of the speech. He went on Fox and said this about that line about we the people, that's the government. This is Ted Cruz, clip 4.
The most radical line tonight was when Joe Biden said, we the people is the government. No, Joe, you seriously misunderstand the Constitution. We the people is not the government. We are not a country of dictators in Washington running the people. We the people is the people, damn it, who are in charge of the government, whose freedom you're taking away, whose liberty you're stripping away, and it showed the arrogance of the hard left that they think that l'estat c'est moi. He is the state, is what he said, and he's we the people. I mean, holy cow, that was radical. And that's where today's Democrats are.
Okay, I'm certainly would not go as far as Ted Cruz to say that what Biden meant to say was radical. Talking about we the people, that's the government, but it's simply not true, because what they're saying is we the people establish a government, that we are the source of the government, but not that the government is the only representative of the people. ABC TV, when, and again, media bias has not gone away with the departure of President Trump. And I wouldn't say this is fake news, but it certainly is way biased news. ABC TV, in their coverage of the speech with David Muir, this is the headline they put on the screen as they were just waiting for the president to come up to the podium. It said, "The president and his hopes of getting America back to normal." And, I mean, maybe that doesn't sound so appealing or dynamic that you're going to get much of an audience, and they didn't. There was also something about watching the president interact with his colleagues, and he clearly enjoys that. He was doing a lot of fist bumping and a lot of elbow bumping and all of that, and taking his time walking back down the aisle after his speech, talking to members of Congress. But both as he came in and as he was walking away, there was one member of Congress who actually embraced him, really did. And it's kind of surprising that those two, of all the possible pairs, seem to be so buddy-buddy. Who was it? Maybe you know this. 1-800-955-1776. We will be right back with an answer.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved show, there was a terrific article about one economy that has already taken off. People are expecting great things from the American economy, but about the superheated and rampaging and unicorn-creating Israeli economy. The article is featured in the Jerusalem Post. We've posted it on our website at michaelmedved.com. It features my brother, Jonathan Medved, basically, even the headline, it just says, Medved, it's not me, it's my brother, says the Israeli economy hotter than hot, and it is. Find out about it and how you can benefit from it with our crowd, which is a great crowdsource funding for startups and the high-tech revolution that's going on all over the Middle East and the United States of America and Europe, and find out how you can participate with our crowd companies. It costs you nothing. You can find out and have your questions answered and actually get a ton of information. It costs you nothing. Again, go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. Also, take a look at that article. It's a pretty good picture of my brother, too. One of the things that this debate about, did Joe Biden say the right thing when he said, we the people, that means the government? There is this distinction, and it's a deep distinction, between people on the left and people who are more on the center and on the right, between the idea of seeing that the people equal the government, or the idea that the government is something that is created by the people and can be changed by the people and changed in a fundamental way. But to say that when it talks about the people of America, it means the government, it is possible to contradict Joe Biden's vision, maybe in a little bit more persuasive way than we heard from Senator Cruz. We heard that from Senator Tim Scott in his response to Joe Biden last night, when he was talking about this, and this is from clip number one, Jeremy, Senator Scott contrasting Washington schemers to the private sector and American dreamers. Listen.
Our best future will not come from Washington schemes or socialist dreams. It will come from you, the American people. Black, Hispanic, white, and Asian, Republican and Democrat, brave police officers and black neighborhoods. We are not adversaries. We are family. We are all in this together, and we get to live in the greatest country on earth. The country where my grandfather in his 94 years saw his family go from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. So I am more than hopeful. I am confident that our finest hour is yet to come.
Okay, that is part of a great speech. And he also said this, defending the Georgia law. The way it's been talked about, it's like the second coming of Jim Crow. It's one of the most irresponsible things that Joe Biden has said in his public career, not just since he's been president. But Tim Scott took him on firmly, persuasively, but not angrily. This is a clip 8A.
I'm an African-American who's voted in the South my entire life. I take voting rights personally. Republicans support making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And so do the voters. Big majorities of Americans support early voting, and big majorities support voter ID, including African-Americans and Hispanics. Common sense makes common ground. But today, this conversation has collapsed. The state of Georgia passed a law that expands early voting, preserves no-excuse mail-in voting, and despite what the president claimed, did not reduce Election Day hours. If you actually read this law, it's mainstream. It will be easier to vote early in Georgia than in Democrat-run New York. But the left doesn't want you to know that. They want people virtue signaling by yelling about a law they haven't even read.
He's completely correct. And then he talks about that reference to the voting law in Georgia representing a new Jim Crow. This is 8B.
Fact checkers have called out the White House for misstatements. The president absurdly claims that this is worse than Jim Crow. What is going on here? I'll tell you, a Washington power grab. This misplaced outrage is supposed to justify Democrats' new sweeping bill that would take over elections for all 50 states. It would send public funds to political campaigns you disagree with and make the bipartisan Federal Elections Commission partisan.
Okay, it's all persuasive. And what's shocking to me is that Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, who used to be part of the Bush administration, used to be a Republican, this was her reaction to Tim Scott's speech, clip 11.
Speech delivered from a planet where facts don't matter, which is where the current Republican Party resides. So it's really not his fault, but it is his responsibility to get his facts straight. He said this, that Biden inherited a country that had already rounded the bend on COVID. 4,000 people a day were dying in January. So I don't know, again, on what planet we had rounded the bend. And Operation Warp Speed didn't do anything to get a needle into an arm. So a lot of disinformation. It felt almost scripted by someone close to the president who wanted that revision of
President
history.
Trump.
Correct. I think that the most reprehensible thing in the eyes of clear-eyed people of any party about the Georgia law, the reason Major League Baseball left isn't because it makes it easier to vote in Georgia than in Democratic-run New York, is you know, again, if you're so proud of the lie, tell the truth about it. The lie would have removed Republican Brad Raffensperger from a decision-making place. So it's just disingenuous to say that the law is so good, we're so proud of it. If it were that good, Major League Baseball wouldn't have moved
exactly.
The game. So it wasn't true, was, in my view, the biggest flaw.
Okay, what was untrue about the Georgia law? And by the way, Major League Baseball's reaction was ridiculous. And you know who disagreed with it? Who said they shouldn't have moved the game? Stacey Abrams, for goodness sake. And how outrageous to say that we hadn't rounded the bend on COVID-19 through Operation Warp Speed. And they're right that Operation Warp Speed didn't actually put needles in arms, but it gave those needles in arms something to put in. Without Operation Warp Speed, there's no vaccine. And there's no vaccine program, obviously. Look, this is unfortunately part of where we are. Where if somebody dissents from this mainstream narrative, and again, I think one of the ingenious things that Tim Scott accomplished last night was by saying flat out that America is not a racist country. Okay, dare Nicole Wallace to disagree with that. Well, they just did dare Vice President Kamala Harris. And she was asked about that question very directly. Is America really a racist country? And that's clip 9. Listen.
I believe that we need to address, well, first of all, no, I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. And I applaud the president for always having the ability and the courage, frankly, to speak the truth about it. He spoke what we know from the intelligence community. One of the greatest threats to our national security is domestic terrorism manifested by white supremacy. And so these are issues that we must confront, and it does not help to heal our country, to unify us as a people, to ignore the realities of that. And I think the president has been outstanding and a real national leader.
Okay, Senator Scott spoke very directly about his own experience being racially profiled, his own experience dealing with discrimination. He acknowledges that it exists. But isn't it striking that when she was invited to disagree with a statement that America is not a racist country, she said no, she agrees with that. At least that's some progress in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.